Third parak of Makkos, third Mishnah. Oichel bikurim atchelakora alehim. Bikurim are first crabs are brought to the base of Mikdash and put next to the Mizbech, and then he says a certain statement. So if he eats them before he made that proclamation, which we read during the Haggadah, Rami Avir Avi, and he gets Malkus. Yeah, the chiddush over here is that afterwards he doesn't get Malkus. This is something that goes to the Kohen. Even so, it's not like Truma that it belongs to the Kohen, which the Zohar is not allowed to eat it. Once the Kohen gets the Bikurim, then the Zohar, technically speaking, is not over the Isra of eating Bikurim. Kochi Kochim Chutz Lekloyim. If a person ate Kochi Kadoshim outside of the walls of the Azara, Kloyim is the curtains which are used in the time of the Mishkan, but basic Mikdash means out of the Chotze. Kosher kalam is a shein chus a choyma, or yid kosher kalam is a shein outside of Yerushalayim, outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. Shoyva setzim a pesach a tor, raise a loike. If a person breaks a bone of a carbon pesach, which is tor, he gets loike a boim, he gets 39 lashes. Avala moise betor, a person who leaves over from a carbon pesach, even though it's hasa to do it, it's a lav shein boi meise, and there's no malchus, since it was into a positive act. A shoyve betame, a person breaks the bone of the tame korban pesach, which is a pasul of korban, also in a lucky malboim, because is a deraisa of breaking the bones is by a korban pesach which you eat.